Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I've come in this day for just a moment to reflect on the larger path and where you are on it. From our perspective, it's amazing. You're not only evolving at an incredible pace, which is causing many challenges and difficulties, but the energies on Earth are starting to increase. At this time, it's not a bad thing, simply an adjustment. We also tell you that you have a very specific purpose here. And that's what we wish to speak of this day. Imagine that you are home, and there's no timeline. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to be. Simply imagine that you're looking back at some of your past journeys on planet Earth, or wherever they might have been. The game. We tell you that every step you take in this world leaves a trail of light behind you. What does it look like? We've given that illustration for many years now that this is a game. And we understand that humans resist calling it a game because there's so much seriousness and pain and struggle. But that's the game. Not only did you write the rules of this game, but you literally wrote the many different ways to experience the game. Now the game is changing. It's no coincidence that many of you find yourselves on Earth at this very moment. Most of you were here at the beginning, and the family is gathering for the next step. The next step includes being able to carry more of your own spirit in your physical body. Your body will have the most difficulty with this shift, but that's already well underway. It increases the light in your eyes when you smile. It may not sound like much, but once mastered, the light will lead and unite you. We can tell you that from our perspective, this is being accomplished in many ways. The problem with more light is that it makes it more difficult to hide. Wave of grief. One thing taking place right now, which very few people have been able to identify, is that many of the challenges of the collective are actually an elongated wave of grief. We mentioned this quite some time ago, and when the virus came in and people started dying en masse, they're still dying, even worse than before now. The interesting part is that not only is there a wave of grief for those who left, but you're also grieving your old lifestyles. The grief will play out for some time in many ways, including a rise in crime. So beware. Some may look forward to create something new. And yes, one needs to tear down so rebuilding anew can begin. But this is the traditional way the humans have moved from one stage to the next, going back to the stories of the Shakti and the Shiva. Here you are creating it all over again in a different way. What we're going to ask you to do is to look ahead. Instead of looking at all the small little mud puddles that are on your path, focus on the opportunities up ahead. We're going to take you much further down the road because that's what many of you came in for. Even as time travels, who've traveled backwards here now at this very moment, even just to share a word or thought at exactly the right moment to exactly the right person. There is a shift ahead for which you are needed, dear ones. So don't get stuck in the mud puddles. Sacred contracts. Sacred contracts are starting to trigger on a massive scale now. These are the big contracts we hope to work on as a spirit. Your spiritual family on our side of the veil is around each of you more than you may know. So don't be surprised if you're suddenly speaking with someone and a message slips out of your mouth without going through your brain. Humans call it channeling. You will get much more of this from time to time as we give you these gentle nudges. Now the earth energy is growing denser. You're not the only ones experience this, for Earth herself is going through a massive shift. She has worked very hard as a living sentient being to make space. But to create this incredible energy where biological beings of her own creation could grow and have a very long lifespan, If you look back at some of her own history, swinging from the Ice Ages to global warming, she actually gave you quite a long span. You're all wondering how long humans have been here. It actually goes back to 9 to 10 million years. But she's held a great space at great personal cost so humans could thrive. And this part of the reality could be a part of her. You're an expression of the earth, but you're also a mix of spirit. That's the game that has been happening on the planet Earth. Yes, you all walk around in a physical body. Every once in a while, someone will experience passion, laugh, or smile when you do something that brought warmth to their heart. And in that smile, for just a moment, you can see their spirit. And that's the game of hide-and-seek that we've been talking about since we've been working with you. You're looking for other spirits inside those physical bodies. The moment you can find and connect with them, know that they're going to touch your spirit. So what happens when two people come together and shed all the energies standing in the nakedness of complete energy to each other? They remember home, dear ones, and they fall in love. Depending on a person's belief systems, goals, sexual preferences, etc., a relationship can progress. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be with everyone you fall in love with. The idea is to fall in love with as many as you can, to align you with your four vibrational lines of integrity, what you speak, what you think, how you act, and what you believe. These are the parameters that will define the ways you allow yourself to fall in love. The rules of the game, if you will. Keep in mind that if you can fall in love with a person who passes you on the street without ever seeing them again, your spirit glows because of that expression. You are the ultimate beneficiary of that love. It could be said that you're in a game of trying to see how many people you can fall in love with on planet Earth. We see you, dear ones. You're hiding behind those shells of physicality. You're creating emotional memories that you recreate over and over and over again, trying to perfect them each time. Then when you have that, you return home. You bring all this energy here and spread it out for the collective of all that is. Everything is recorded. Every pen stroke, every blink of the eye, every aspect has been recorded. We also watch over your shoulders. As you go through much of this, we find it interesting that some of you have feel so incredibly alone when we are right there. Not only us, but there are many beings on realms that humans know very little about. In addition, there's an important gathering taking place on this side of the veil to assist in the transition of all of humanity. The next evolutionary turn. Mud puddles. The road ahead has twists and turns. It's difficult to see. As you start looking for a clear road ahead, you may see mud puddles and obstacles that weren't there before. You may be wondering if this is still your path of least resistance. If you must go find a new one, breathe, dear ones. Although it used to be that a contract would come along once every so few years, and you'd be able to work on it once in a while. Now you're going to find them one right after the other. It's nothing actually wrong, simply the way you set it up. Do anything you can to start connecting your hearts and connecting to other beings, even if it's at a distance for the time being. Being able to see a spirit inside a physical body is your job. That's what you came here to do on Earth. Tag, you're it. We wish you good hunting, dear ones. Find and fall in love with as many spirits as you can. Keep walking your path exactly where you are. Gather it all around you. Watch as the past starts to unfold in a different way. And new meanings start to come through. You'll see life in a different aspect. These times are grand upon earth, dear ones. And although you can see all the mud puddles, difficulties, and challenges that you must cross, remember to keep moving and enjoy the journey, dear ones. We ask you to treat each other with respect as you pass each other on the path. Nurture one another and play well together. I am the keeper of time. And I love you dearly. Aspavo, dear ones.